and colors only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host as usual. And, yeah, I should start saying good morning, Shasta County, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I got fires going and all
kinds of
stuff.
A little smoky out there today.
Looks pretty rough out there. And it's going to be 108 degrees.
Yeah, and we got beautiful lines in the sky, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah, another chemical sunrise. Yeah. I like that part, you guys that have headaches out there, don't worry. It's nothing. Anyway, today is Sunday, July 13th, 2014, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who we're not going to talk to anymore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't have a choice.
And we used to have Bob here, but now we've got
Savannah. She's back. How is it going?
It's going good, but just for one Sunday.
Just one Sunday.
Shucks.
Oh, shucks. That's all right. We like Bob.
We like Bob, but it was nice to see your face this morning.
Bob's our guy. No, Bob Martin, he's in was in the hospital. Evidently, he's doing a lot better.
He's doing better. He'll be back.
Perfect. Well, we just want to give
a shout out. But yes, Bob, if you're listening, we hope that you're doing better, and our hearts and prayers are with you.
So we're going to shout out anyway. Yeah. So, and we're streaming worldwide. This is KCNR 1460. And you can go to KCNR1460.com, or if you have a question or a comment during the course of the show, you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E, that's middle initial E, Kent, K-E-N-T. And I highly suggest you do before the slots all fill up, because we're almost up to the point where they're going to put me in Facebook prison. So, anyway, the quote of the day is, I know the price of success, dedication, hard work, and unremitting devotion to the things that you want to see happen. That was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we're talking about. We're talking about all the kinds of stuff that need to happen. And in order to get it done, we're going to have to be pretty much devoted to the cause, to the detriment of some of our local politicians, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
I can see the wheels of truth and justice are starting to roll in the direction of the Board of Supervisors and the City Council.
I can see their phones melting now.
Their phones will be melting. And
in the future.
They got some real problems going on. I mean, I guess when you just ignore the will of the people and do everything on your own, it doesn't really matter until elections come up. And we're going to target these guys because they need to be targeted. They're not honest about half the time. And I'm speaking in general terms here. Okay, there's a couple, three people that I can think of.
And we're talking politically.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So you've got Bill Chappelle, who's a great guy on the Board of Supervisors, who actually cares about his constituents and what they think. And then you've got Gary Catt and Patrick Jones on the City Council, who actually care about what their constituents think and are trying to do the right thing, and save our liberty and our freedoms. And then you have the other guys who don't seem to pay attention to what anything is done as far as liberty and freedom.
Yeah, but now's the time for us to get on board, do our homework, get out there, put the pressure on the people that we want to get in, out of office, and get the ones we want in.
Yeah, when I say dishonest, I'm not saying off the cuff. I'm not just slinging stones and mud. I'm telling you that Les Baugh is not honest.
No, he's not.
He pretty much will tell you anything you want to hear in private. And unless you get it in writing, he'll do exactly the opposite. when it comes down to time to vote. Yeah. And, you know, with that arrogant, high and mighty, I'm the overlord attitude. Yeah.
And he's not the only one up there. There's a few other ones that need to go away.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go away, all right. You can count on it because we're not letting this thing go. In fact, we're digging and digging and digging, and the dirt is starting to come free. We're talking about connections to Stillwater banking issues and regionalism and Agenda 21 stuff that these guys, we're all for the people, except we vote against them every single time when we're in session. You know, you look at the last deal on the state of Jefferson, it was overwhelmingly more people there in favor. There's two, three people that even
right.
Against it, and they go, well, we've got other constituents. Well, where were they?
Well, yeah, and then Les Boss said 50%. You know, I listened to him, and, 50% was against it out in the community, and 50% was for it.
So, well, I guess they didn't show up to the meeting, so their three people count against the other 40 is 50%.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So they
unbelievable.
You take that. So.
Yeah, so they have no integrity, and it was a pre-planned meeting. It's pretty obvious if you go and watch the tape on it, and you'll see.
Yeah, you can tell that their answers and where they were going, they had it pre-planned, and they had their answers before the meeting even started.
They might even have problems with the Brown Act for violating that.
Well,
so.
You know.
There you have it. So
you break the law, you're not above the law. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. I should have pulled up the song "Breaking the Law," and Board of Supervisors. And so, anyway.
Anyway, I do have an announcement that I need to get out there.
Okay, go ahead, get the announcement out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is all right. Yeah. From North Cal Herbal Studies, I wanted to let people know that starting this month and every month. NorCal Herbal Studies is a herbal clinic on Cypress. They will be doing a Veterans Day. So it's July 31st is the first time this month they'll be doing it, and it's from 10 to 4. It's on a sliding scale fee. So you can go in there and talk with the herbalist, and the herbalist is Arundel Spindelalis.
And, can you say that five times fast?
No.
Arundel Spindelalis?
No. But I got it out. But it's for all the veterans out there. So if you got some health issues, want to talk to somebody, again, it's sliding scale. They're great people down there. Go give them a try. It may work better than your VA clinic. So,
well,
anyhow.
There you have it. So we've got a caller on the line, Terry, and let's get him in here before we have to go to a break. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here, Mark. Just a couple of things really quick. Thanks again for what you guys do. Excited to hear the program, number one. Number two, you're correct about Les Baugh, and there's a couple of things that I wanted to bring up very quickly, and that is, number one, Les Baugh had mentioned that he wanted financial information. We had a panel from three counties that were experts, used an economic study by the state of California, including the LAO report, to give them an 88-page document, which they said they read, but how could they have read it? We gave it to them at 10 minutes to 9. No one could read that fast, especially while you're having a meeting. So that was not true. The other thing is that basically Les Baugh had also said, well, I'm speaking for the people who aren't here. Well, there were 250 people there, and they would make the same effort as people who were working, other people that were working. So if people were against it, they should be there, and they should also voice their opinion. However,
sure.
We have 4,000 signatures, number one. The other question I have for you is we've kind of been told by some people that, you know, we've got to be careful with these Board of Supervisor folks that don't agree with the people because we might need them. I just kind of like your reaction on that.
No. What we need to do is we need to go after these SO Terry guys and put them away. Let's get them out of office. We need to start.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, let's start targeting their voters, start targeting their guys that are supporting them, and the guys that don't vote, the independents, anybody who will go against these guys. We're going to start targeting them, and we're going to get them and show them the truth about these people, about how they lie, about how they're not operating in the best interest of the people that they're supposed to represent.
It's time for the gloves to come off.
The gloves are coming off here.
No more
Mr. Nice Guy. We need to start telling people the truth about these people, because the real deal is we don't need them. They need us.
Yes.
They need to go away. They need to get out of their cushy, fat government crappy job of going against what the people's wishes are and start doing
and
what
just
is,
collecting the money up there and doing whatever
doing,
they
start
want.
Start doing the right thing. Start doing the right thing. You know, like the movie, What Do I Do? What Do I Do? Stop breaking the law, you... Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. So we need to get in there and get the people that we want in there and quit playing nice with them, you know. Put the pressure on the ones that won't follow what we want to do.
There you have
it. And have our best interest at heart.
Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and I got a couple of headlines, and let's get to Dane.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Shuffling madness of the locomotive breath runs the all-time loser headlong to his death. Oh, it feels the piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Chemical Sunrise Morning. Mr. Blue Skies aren't so blue these days because they're spraying stuff all over the...
No.
Just go outside and look. Don't take my word for it. Those aren't chemtrails. I mean, anybody who's buying that crap, hey, I got a watch and I'm selling beachfront property in Arizona as well. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying that there's something going on here. Okay, let's get a couple of headlines in and then we'll get to Dane. We got Dane Wigington as our guest today. But I just got to get these couple of headlines in because they're important. Steve Stockman, United States Representative for the District 36 of Texas, has filed a motion ordering the arrest of Lois Lerner. So let's see how our representative votes on this. Congressman Steve Stockman Thursday filed a resolution directing the House Sergeant at Arms to arrest former IRS director of the exempt organizations unit, Lois Lerner, on charges of contempt of Congress, asking the Justice Department to prosecute Lois Lerner for admittedly illegal activity is a joke. The Obama administration will not prosecute the Obama administration. How much longer will the House allow itself to be mocked? It is up to the House to uphold the rule of law and hold accountable those who illegally target American citizens for simply having a different idea than the president does. So, you know, this is starting to get to the point where, yeah, let's ratchet this thing up. Let's put these...
Yeah, this is a good thing. The Sergeant of Arms has all the power.
Let's put him in jail.
Yeah.
Put her in jail.
He's got the power right now.
Let's see, while she's sitting in jail, she can be entitled to all her constitutional rights and her lawyer and everything. But while she's sitting in jail, maybe she'll start learning how to sing like one of those birds.
Canary?
Yeah, sing like a canary, they say. Yo, otherwise we're going to put her up.
There's been a few that do that every once in a while and they get put in prison.
Yeah, we're going to, otherwise it's going to be a pair of galoshes, with cement galoshes, you know. So,
Maybe the emails will come back too if she sits in jail long enough.
Or they'll go, hey, we did a brain scan on her and, you know, we didn't find nothing.
Yeah.
Just like the emails. There ain't nothing there, you know? Okay, so what else we got here? Had to put that in there. Just couldn't handle it. Had to do it. Okay. Now we've got the Wall Street joins U.S. intelligence. This is on, by the way, the website here is Zero Hedge, and this comes from Mike Krieger of Liberty Blitzkrieg blog. A Wall Street joins U.S. intelligence cronies to form fascist cyber war council. Want to hear the worst idea in history of horrible ideas? How about we take the industry responsible for destroying the U.S. economy and wrecking the lives of tens of millions of people and then allow it to create a government industry cyber war council? It appears that trillions in taxpayers' bailout simply wasn't enough for Wall Street, noting that it can simply get whatever it wants whenever it wants. The industry is now positioning itself to overtly control U.S. cyber policy. What could go wrong?
You can't make it up. You know, we say that all the time, but you really can't. You can't make this stuff up, folks.
It's
impossible.
Last headline, and then we'll get to Dane. New laws that allow government seizing safe deposits during a crisis. Okay, so now evidently this is started in Germany. Now they've got a law in place now that says that they can basically seize everybody's bank account during the next financial crisis meltdown. But don't worry,
you're insured.
We're in recovery,
and it's insured, right? It's in the bank. It's insured. It's all good.
Insured by the government, who's about ready to default on their bonds because they don't have any money.
So they're just going to close the doors and then start opening your safe deposit box?
No. I'm talking about pulling it right out of your bank account.
Oh. That too.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's get Dane Wigington on here with us, and let's talk about geoengineering. And we've got a lot of updates, and Dane's going to be putting on a show for our board of supervisors here soon. And you know, I'm not real optimistic about their attitudes towards things, but it needs to get out there, and the truth needs to get out there because people need to realize we're being gamed, and the media is in the tank.
Yep.
So, are you there, Dane?
I'm here, Mark. Here, Linda. Thanks for helping to shine light on a lot of issues, but especially this one that affects all of us every single day, every breath we take, every drop of water now that we don't have. You know, the fact that this can go on in our skies with local agencies completely ignoring it or not disclosing to the public issues that can't be argued, like contamination issue and a very lethal, dangerous UV issue. We're trying just to bring those issues to light, which need to be disclosed irregardless of what the board chooses to consider the cause. It's a public health hazard, and they need to disclose it. I would argue I think we do have some support from the board, Mark and Linda, and certain members on the board who I think that now do want to hear what's going on, and I think they've been told a lot of things by other branches of the county, like the Building and Safety Office and their air quality people, that are simply not true, and we'll try to expose that soon, just like we had in 2008 when Russ Moll, you guys remember Russ Moll?
Yes, we do. If you do anything in Shasta County, you have to go through Russ Moll.
Well, I just think that we've got to put pressure on these guys, period, to do the right thing. And you know something? I've had enough of them. You know, I'm not, you know, at this point, I don't care whether they're on board or not. I want them out of there. You know, they've shown me their true colors as politicians enough at this point that they are just not acceptable anymore. We need to get them out of there. You know, if they'll vote the right way and you got some optimism here, Dane, I'm all for you. I'll be there. I will be speaking. I'm in your corner. But, you know, these guys are just, in my opinion, you know, I'm tired of kissing up to them to try to get them to do the right thing. No, we're going to start putting them out of business.
We're not asking for anything here. We're saying that this needs to be disclosed, period. I mean, the mandate says they have to disclose it. But when they have people like Russ Moll that actually lied to the board
right.
in 2008, telling the board that it would cost $1 million to do any testing, which is, I mean, it's a lie of a magnitude that can barely be comprehended. A metals test in rain is $20 at the state-certified lab. Where did he come up with $1 million? So they basically, you know, Russ Moll just lied, shut the whole process down. And now here's what we want, is that we have this climate engineering issue is is on international news all the time. Every major science institute right. is covering it. We have Obama's science advisor, John Holdren, advocating for it. We have congressional documents. But then, you know, when you have local media like the Searchlight who...
The Fleshlight? I mean, the Searchlight? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they refuse to use any of the science terms, which is all we use, climate engineering, geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. The only thing we see from the Searchlight again and again and again is use of words like plot, like this is some sort of plot. When, do you call it a plot when you have 150 patents, when you have, again, congressional hearings, congressional documents, UN documents, UN hearings? Why do they insist on using these terms? Well, when we look at other articles that are out there right now, in fact, here's one article recently from Global Research Institute, CIA and Media Manipulation, and guess who's named as one of the media agencies that has cooperated fully with the CIA? Guess who? We have Scripps Howard, who owns the Searchlight. So, you know, the fact that the media continues to spin this issue to try to deprive it of the legitimacy it so deserves, people shouldn't ignore this any longer because, as we've said, as I've said, as data has indicated for 10 years, the more they aerosolize our air and off the coast of California, which we will present satellite photos on Tuesday to prove this beyond any shadow of a doubt, the less rain we will get here, period.
Listen, so Dane.
2 + 2 =
Dane, I don't want to interrupt you, but we got a caller on the line, and it's Carl.
I believe it's Carl.
And I wanted to see what Carl had to add to the discussion here, and maybe he can ratchet me down here. I'm getting a little angry. Are you there, Carl?
hey, good morning. Hey, I was listening.
Morning.
I'm listening to it. This is kind of a little bit off the subject, but it's got to do with both of them. Is Tuesday the board of supervisors are going to listen to chemtrails on Tuesday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and let's use the geoengineering term because as soon as that chemtrails term comes up, I know it's more descriptive, but that's exactly what the Searchlight and other media uses to try to look up the Wikipedia definition of something that is not a scientific term. So let's call it geoengineering. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so they're going to listen to geoengineering on Tuesday. Are they going to listen
correct.
To a presentation you're making?
Not me. We have two former pilots. We have neurologists, several other physicians. We have a U.S. Forest Service biologist, a fishing.
But it's going to be an official. But it will be an official presentation, though, right?
It's on the agenda, Carl. R7, I believe.
So we have.
Well, what I'm getting at
is
you're going to let them give a 10-minute presentation or something like that, or not?
Let me see if I can translate. I can hear you both pretty well. Carl's saying that there's going to be a 10-minute presentation. It's on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors, regardless of who's doing it, right?
Correct. But there will also be a subsequent list, 3 minutes apiece, of a long, 10-long list of other experts. Again, Forest Service biologists, USDA, fish and game. There's a lot of data being presented in very fast fashion tomorrow. Anybody who cares about having enough water, about forests that are alive and not dead, about every breath they take, needs to attend tomorrow. I mean, this is whatever other challenges we face. If
it'd be Tuesday, wouldn't it?
Those in power have the ability to shut off our flow of water, contaminate our air. We see the fires blazing everywhere. These particles are called desiccants. They absorb all available moisture. I don't think anybody can argue that the dryness that we've experienced in recent years is unprecedented. They're also an incendiary dust.
Hold on a second, Dane.
Sure.
What's your point,
here's
Carl?
The point I'm getting, I think, is that if they're allowing a 10-minute presentation and follow-ups, and this is what you said, they're allowing an official presentation on geoengineering. It's funny how they would allow that, but not anything on the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, don't you find that a little bit unusual? The fact is that they won't, you know, especially as many people that were at this last meeting, that they wanted to close the door on that. Something's not right.
I just find that interesting how they will listen. And I know you don't like to use the term, they'll listen to chemtrails, but they won't listen to just a presentation, whether you support it or not. Not even listen to a presentation.
Well, I think, you know, personally, Carl, I think there's a payoff going on with this Stillwater Bank, this mitigation bank, and I think that there's palms are getting greased. Or if that's not the case, then they have their own self-interest in of nothing but staying elected in their positions, because there's no other explanation for it. Because why wouldn't they just get on board to say, okay, let's see where this goes and have a seat at the table for the talks? They're not obligated to do anything.
just to listen. That was all. That's the part that I thought was a huge mistake on their part, was not give a large portion. And I'm not saying the majority, because I don't know, but at least and I don't care what the subject is. You get that many people together that come in and say, hey, look, we'd like to give a presentation on this. I mean, what else do they do besides play golf and take half the day off?
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with what happened on the State of Jefferson issue. One thing that might have been a factor here is that the scheduled speaker of the second largest environmental consulting firm in the country, fourth largest on the planet, a company that has contracts with Shasta County. There could have been some other mitigating factors that compelled them to allow this on the agenda. And I'm not agreeing with what happened on the State of Jefferson.
Dane, do you think that this could also be the same thing that they did to the State of Jefferson? Get it on the agenda. They all vote to say, hey, we don't want to hear this anymore. Boom.
Well, here's the thing with this issue. This issue is not going away. You're talking about people now that are waking up to this issue from every segment of society. This is not some fringe group. I mean, you have people all over the globe screaming about this issue.
Well, the same for the State of Jefferson, Dan. And again, I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying here. I'm on your team. What I'm saying is, what are the motivations of the Board of Supervisors here?
I can't answer that, but I can answer this. When people don't have any more water, when everything's dying around them, when every breath they take is toxic, that unites everybody. There is nobody outside of that circle. So again, I don't agree with what happened in the State of Jefferson and the supervisors at all. I'm simply saying that we're talking about an issue of literal life and death existence now. If there's programs that can shut off our flow of water and toxify our air and soils, and we know this, we're not guessing. We'll present 70 lab tests tomorrow from the state certified lab that prove these heavy metals.
Hey, Mark, I got to run.
All right, thanks, Carl.
I just wanted to bring in that point that I just found it interesting. Why not in one and one in the other? Maybe Dane is kind of...
Let's look at the State of Jefferson issue.
All right, very good. Well, hold on, Dane. There's overwhelming support for the State of Jefferson as well, okay? And so I think that let's see what happens with the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday and see which way they go with this, because, I understand that you see this as the most important issue that there is. But I also see, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I also see that having representation at the state level is almost as equally important in some ways for a long-term freedom, because if we don't have any freedom or liberty, even just getting it overturned so that we basically have some representation, because if we had representation, then we would actually be able to put some things in place here to help you with the geoengineering. So I'm just
not arguing the validity of the State of Jefferson. But
no,
I'm
with you.
Even if that was accomplished, and again, I'm not against that at all. I don't agree with what happened in the supervisor's office. But even if it was, if you have overlying federally controlled covert programs that can virtually shut the whole State of Jefferson off as far as its flow of water goes, and we know this, the science is clear on this. When you aerosolize upstream in the storm track, you shut off the hydrological cycle, and that's exactly what's happening. So even if the State of Jefferson was created, if these programs are going on and the State of Jefferson turns into the Sahara Desert, it's game over at that point.
So no, I agree. Programs. I agree with you. I agree with you. And again, don't get me wrong here. I'm just kind of playing a little bit of the devil's advocate, because I'm very anxious to see how the Board of Supervisors is going to react to the presentation that you put in. And why would they go do something different here other than what they've been doing? Because I think the answer might be to get these guys' attention is to get them out of office, period. Because I just don't think that they're going to be very conducive to anything that people have to say about anything at this point that isn't either padding their wallet or making sure that they're staying in office.
On that note, I mean, I had a meeting in the state capitol with Gavin Newsom, lieutenant governor, and his aide in his office, private meeting. 8 weeks ago, I presented satellite imagery and data that can't be ignored, wasn't ignored. I know that they understood the gravity of the issue. There's no question they know what's going on, but they don't do anything because it appears the state of California, the whole state, is being kept afloat with printed Fed central bank money, just like the stock market, just like everything else, is being kept afloat from the same central bank printing source, and so that's why there's no action from that arena.
So why are you so optimistic with the Board of Supervisors then?
This is all we want. This is all we're asking, and this is why this issue has not been brought to light yet. Because local agencies, just like the board, whose air quality division has helped to hide this issue, by trying to ignore it. We need acknowledgement. As soon as there's acknowledgement of the contamination, which is their job to acknowledge, as soon as there's acknowledgement of the very dangerous UV levels, which is burning the bark off of trees, you can see it all over town. Anybody who knows anything about trees can see it.
What do you have a strategy if they just do something like they did with the state of Jefferson?
If they acknowledge it, I'm told by other reporters, like one from the New York Times, as soon as there's any agency acknowledge it, they'll cover it. And it's this catch-22 right now. And
well, what if they don't?
Mandated legal, what they have a legal responsibility to acknowledge the contamination that their population is being exposed to. That's their obligation.
Well, my question is, what if they don't? I mean, these guys, I mean, you know, quite frankly, on every level of government that I've seen so far, they're not really that interested in following the law. I mean, look at Eric Holder and the Obama administration. You know, so what if they don't? Then is there...
Then what's the next step from here?
That's why we need everybody who gives a damn about the air they're breathing, the air their children are breathing, the water that their children are drinking, the fact that our forests, our ecosystems are dying by the day, and we know these metals are there. Anybody who cares about that should show up at that meeting and get involved, because it's up to us to make sure that the board knows and the county air quality staff know that it's their job to disclose this. It's their mandated legal responsibility to disclose this. So it's up to the Shasta County citizens to show up and make their voice heard, because this problem is not going away, and it is now sucking the noose around all of our necks. I mean, this again... We know these programs are going on. There's no question about it. We have satellite imagery of it, and we know the contamination is there. We have 5-6 dozen lab tests to prove it. So the bottom line is, if people care about what's happening around them, they need to show up.
What is your hopeful outcome then? I mean, obviously, we want everybody
disclosure. They have a legal responsibility to disclose that this contamination is real. And when we have Ross Bell, for example, at the county, stating that, well, nothing shows up. Well, how do you, when you have air quality testing that tests for PM 2.5 microns, and we know from the patents that these particulates are nanoparticulate in size, that's like trying to catch a minnow with a tuna net. You can't do it. So the fact that something doesn't show up with equipment that's not designed to show it doesn't really tell us much. When we have lab tests to prove it's there, and we have a system that's, again, designed not to show it, that doesn't get the job done. So the bottom line is, there's no question this material's there, absolutely no question. When we have state water quality stopping their testing for aluminum in 2002, why is that? We have Fish and Game now doesn't test for aluminum in their runoff, although they test for everything else. Why is that?
Give me a second here, and we need to go to a break and you know, get our sponsors taken care of here, and then we'll come right back and, you know, pick right back up where we were.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, Community Radio for the North State.
Wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, lively chat room going on here. I mean,
yeah, we got all kinds of different things, but there was a question in the chat room that I said I would bring up is, do we have any evidence, Dane, of them actually loading planes with the chemicals?
Yeah, and why don't we, why can't we see where they're coming from on Google Earth?
Yeah.
We do. That, these planes are tracked with Flight Tracker 24. I mean, there's actual retired pilots helping to track this.
So have you got right – where's the evidence of that so we can point it out to our skeptic in the chat room?
When we have actual film footage of these aircraft spraying at altitude, period, that's like saying, well, we have a dead body in the street with five bullets in the back of the head, but we don't know exactly where the gun was made at, so therefore we don't have a crime. That's not a valid argument. When we have film footage of these aircraft spraying KC-10s, KC-135, C-17 Globemasters, all spraying, footage that can't be denied, turning on and off, up close, nozzles visible, end of argument. I mean, they're spraying.
We understand that, but what about the loading of the chemicals and where are the chemicals coming from?
We have interior shots. It's illegal to film on an Air Force base, and whenever somebody might leak that, we'll see. But we have also a former Air Force industrial hygienist, that's what they do, test for this type of toxin, speaking on the record right now, 12-year Air Force veteran, catching all kinds of hell from her former superiors. So, again, we do have this type of data, as well as and this is not the argument anyway, but as well as the test, as well as the film footage, as well as patents, congressional documents, all of this is available. But the bottom line is, with our meeting on Tuesday, is this. We know the supervisors can't put an end to this. Everybody knows that. But the bottom line is there's a verifiable contamination issue with toxic heavy metals that cannot be ignored and must be disclosed. And there is a very verifiable off-the-chart UV issue. In fact, headlines a week ago, Mark and Linda, this is now, although we posted data on this a year ago, we tried to point it out to the supervisors 8 years ago. Here's headlines from a week ago, and these are from major sources like ABC, record-shattering UV radiation. Strongest UV rays on Earth ever recorded. The UV radiation on Earth comparable to the surface of Mars. That's from ABC. You guys are familiar with UV readings of 11 being high, right? 11's extreme. These are UV readings of 43. 43. Why is it taking so long for this to be disclosed? When you can feel it, anybody who is remotely awake can feel how hot the sun feels. It's burning the bark off of trees, very visible in trees and parking lots all over town. Bark is fried off the south-southwest side. Huge public health hazard. We know this is related to climate engineering because the science says so. We have mountains of study from every major scientific institution out there correlating the when you saturate the atmosphere with particulates, you shred ozone. So what we're there Tuesday for is this. It's not to have any acknowledgement of what's going on in our skies. This is the only plausible explanation for what's happening, and the science backs that up. But there is an indisputable, absolutely inarguable contamination issue and a very dangerous UV issue, and this needs to be known. And anybody who shows up who wants to know more, free commercial DVDs will be given to anybody who shows up. Free commercial copies that that normally sell for $15 on the SkyDer Alert site, which is a another application that helps expose this issue. And this film was narrated by William Baldwin. It's won 12 National Film Awards already. Those who don't know about this issue are still perhaps trying to find a way to deny it. I'm only challenging those people. Look at the facts.
Well, you know, I mean, there's always skeptics and there's always people that are going to deny things and without, you know, absolute standing. And, you know, but the thing is, would the government lie to us about anything? Has the government ever lied to us? Are they lying to us now? Would they lie to us? I mean, if, I don't believe anything they say anymore.
Well, yeah, didn't this start out, though, back in the 60s that they wanted, you know, the government themselves were out front about starting this program?
We have there's so much data. We have documents. We have a presidential document from the NASA archives from 1966, 80 pages long. This is available for anybody who wants to look at it, outlining the full scope and scale of the U.S. weather mod programs even then, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars, 10 major universities involved, 12 federal agencies involved. I mean, there is a mountain of data. Anybody who goes to geoengineeringwatch.org, look at the films of these aircraft spraying yourself. I mean, come out of a place of ignorance and educate yourself. Come to the meeting on Tuesday if you really care about the air you're breathing, the air your children are breathing. Come take a look. And the data that to back this up, again, you're not going to have neurologists speaking out on the record if there's not solid data to support this. A retired commercial pilot speaking out. We have military pilots speaking out. I mean, the bottom line is the information is there for anybody who truly cares to come out of a position of ignorance on this issue and look at the data. That's all we're asking. And the bottom line is the contamination issue is inarguable. We know it's not coming from China. That's the first thing that so many people want to leap at. CARB, California Air Resources Board, has studied the aerosols from China. Aluminum, barium, not amongst those metals. Only mercury can migrate across oceans because it converts to a gaseous state, but not these other metals. And these metals are coming down in such massive quantities, it's changed soil pH values in the Shasta Trinity National Forest 10 to 12 times toward alkaline. We know this. I've been in the field testing with USDA soil scientists coming up with these values, and we have a solid baseline. We have so much data to back up the fact that this is absolutely going on, and the contamination issue is absolutely real. And that's the bottom line. The contamination issue is absolutely inarguable. The UV issue, inarguable. We can meter it. Anytime the Shasta County supervisors want to see it, we have state-of-the-art meters. Metering in California, Maine, Florida. The UV levels are off the charts now. As of a week ago, we have mainstream media confirming that.
Yeah, wasn't there just an article published in the paper down in Arizona or something about it? Or I saw that.
No. This paper's all over the globe. People should publish off-the-chart UV levels. And what's even more interesting is these readings from 2003, the UV's been escalating rapidly in lockstep with the ramping up of these programs. So in the 90s, we had UV levels that recorded of 30, which anybody who knows anything about a UV level of 11 or 12, that's extreme. 30 is incomprehensible. Now it's 43, but that was as of 2003. It's only worse now. Why does it take 11 years?
Well, isn't the effect that you're saying exactly the opposite of what they're saying they're trying to achieve?
Well, this is where the insanity of these programs are most visible. And don't we watch TV every day and see that when they introduce a new pharmaceutical and it might help you with this, but by the way, it will cause that, a list 20 long of horrible side effects, and yet they still market it as if it's viable. Same philosophy here. The stated purpose of these programs is solar radiation management to try to block some of the sun. Indeed, that's what we see, these big canopies, but the negative effect is so cataclysmic that it completely negates any positive effect that they could ever try to sell to us for these programs. But there's a lot of money being made, a lot of money. And also, weather trading derivatives on the stock market, as you just correctly brought up, huge, huge sums of money are being made.
Do you know what the name of, is those through hedge funds, or is there names that you can give us about the derivatives themselves that are
all
operating?
All people have to do is Google it. They'll find a load of names. So bottom line is...
So what's Google? I'm sorry. I just wanted to do... I was going to do a little homework myself. So if I Google geoengineering derivatives, something will come up?
Oh, just Google weather trading derivatives. And if you track this down, what it leads to is this. The same people that are running the weather modification programs ultimately are connected to the weather training derivatives casino. So they literally decide where it's going to rain, where it's not, who's going to get droughted out, who's going to get flooded, and they bet on it. The whole system is rigged from bottom to top. I mean, it's beyond belief what's going on, but people should investigate. That's our goal,
well,
to investigate.
That's one thing I do know, Dane, is that I do know the system's rigged from a financial standpoint. For what you're saying about this lines up completely with everything else that's going on in the trading markets as well. I mean, do you have something to say, Linda?
No, not really, but I lost my train of thought. Sorry about that.
Never mind.
It's not hard to follow these dots. When you have this type of control over the weather, when you have military documents like the title Owning the Weather, this is a military document. Google it. People should Google this. It's always been a strategic goal of the military to control the weather. And the degree to which there's documentation to back this up, and it's not just the USA. China and Russia are at these programs as well. And the China Weather Modification Bureau, I mean, this is going on all over the globe. I'm sure people remember that over the Olympics, China said, don't worry, it won't rain. We'll make sure of it. I mean, this is the sort of control that's being exercised, but the bottom line is you can't affect any part of the system without affecting the entire system. And we know in California the drought here is an absolute result of what's going on upstream. We will present satellite photo imagery on Tuesday that is absolutely shocking. What's going on off our coast every day in the silvery white skies. How much blue sky do we have, Mark? It's not just the horizon-to-horizon trails. When the skies are silvery white, which they are constantly, that's the aerosols in the air. We have NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, admitting in the last 10 years the atmosphere is full of particulates and they can't figure out where it's coming from.
Okay,
isn't that an astounding statement?
Yeah. So what is some things people might be able to do? I know maybe come to the Board of Supervisors and see your presentation and get more information and all that. But what is some solutions, or where can they go to start helping out, or what can they do for themselves? And we'll talk about that after the break. We need to thank the sponsors once again. So this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I know you've
That up, Savannah.
You gotta have a little bit of fun once in a while.
There you have it. You know, I looked up, you know, what Dane said on the internet, and you know, it's just unbelievable. I would have never guessed. It's the CME Group. Now, if you're not familiar with the CME Group, this is the trading and weather, you know, the weather derivatives. Can you spell J.P. Morgan?
That name comes up a lot.
Isn't that funny, J.P. Morgan? Yeah. And, you know, so they're betting on the weather. It's the Worldwide Bet Casino. These guys are betting on everything. And the last I heard were that we had derivatives in the tune of, you know, $700 to $250 billion in this whole casino bet game. And guess what's going to happen at some point when the market crashes? Boom.
There you go. Yeah.
Explosion. Yep, yep, in the
same
guys.
People that are running the weather mod programs are ultimately connected to the trading that is involved with those programs. What people can do, this meeting on Tuesday is extremely important. It's not just about Shasta County. This will set precedent across the country and many places around the world. This will be YouTubed. And the bottom line is to have acknowledgement of this contamination, which cannot be argued. It's not speculation. The lab tests are there to back it up. And the UV issue. The acknowledgement, public disclosure of this issue will absolutely be a quantum leap forward in exposing these programs that affect every single one of us equally. That, and if people want information on this, they can go to Orchard Nutrition. There's flyers, I believe, there at Orchard. They can get more data on the meeting on Tuesday. Imperative that everybody come. Again, there'll be DVDs given to anybody who shows up to further educate them. It's a nationally award-winning film narrated by William Baldwin.
They can also come out on Monday, right? You're coming to the tea party Monday night. Yeah, at 6 p.m.
Good point.
You can get lots of information, folks, and get your questions answered or anything else. Again, that will be Monday night at the Reading Tea Party.
And it's time for people to start standing up and figuring out what's going on here. You can't keep your head in the sand like an ostrich forever, because people say, oh, I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, you're involved whether you like it or not. It's just which day does the lion eat you.
This isn't politics. I never wanted this job. Yeah. I'm not politically oriented at all. I'm not an activist. But if you can't walk out the door without breathing this stuff in, if it's shutting off your moisture, if everything around you is dying, and they have the power to keep that moisture shut off as long as they want, that's a fight that can't be avoided, and we need everybody in it.
Absolutely. That's the whole point to all these things, I think. And, you know, they have varying degrees of severity and survive, you know, but at some point in time, you better draw a line in the sand here, because
it's not going to get better.
It's not getting any better, you know, and this just happens to be one of the issues that we have to all unite on. And I think that is the goal of the powers that be, is to keep everybody separated.
Exactly. And nobody has the right to play God with the weather, and that's exactly what's going on. The science there is to back that up. And if they can mire us in our own disasters with no water, and, you know, that keeps everybody so busy on the ground, they can't figure out, keep an eye on those in power, and that's part of the agenda probably as well. So the bottom line is they are playing God with the weather, period. Science makes it clear. So if anybody wants to help put a stop to this, they have to show up. We need that help.
So, again, that's going to be Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at the Board of Supervisors. What is
correct.
It? 1405 Court Street?
Correct. And then Monday night, I don't have the address on South Bonneville.
2570.
2570 okay. South Bonneville.
Yep.
And
yep.
We'll see you there. And, you know, let's just keep doing what we got to do. We got to keep on keeping on this stuff, because...
And keep the pressure on the Board of Supervisors or City Council or whatever it is if, you know... We have to do this now.
Yeah, we have to ratchet up the pressure.
This is not just another issue. That's what's important people understand. This is not just one more issue to add to their list. If somebody is exercising the power to control whether or not it rains, how toxic that rain is, what's floating around in the air we breathe, if somebody is exercising that kind of control over us, this issue should take priority over all other issues, period. I would argue if we don't fix this issue, nothing else is going to matter soon. So I hope everybody jumps in this all-critical battle to help us expose geoengineering.
Well, I think a lot of this, too, if you look who's it going back to, every time we talk about issues, we seem to just rot our way back to J.P. Morgan and the banking
system.
That's
amazing.
There you go.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, thanks, Dane, and we'll see you on Monday and also on Tuesday.
Very good. All right, very good. And as I always, I have to say that I got to find my quote here. Government, I guess you know it by heart by now. Yeah. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington.
And that is the truth, folks. And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel is warning residents of northern Gaza to evacuate their homes today as it apparently prepares to widen its offensive aimed at routing Palestinian terrorists who have been firing rockets into the Jewish state. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The rocketeers and their command post are embedded in homes, hospitals, next to kindergartens, mosques. And so we're trying to operate to target them surgically.
He was a guest this morning on CBS TV's Face the Nation. 700 rockets have been fired into Israel in just the past 6 days. Secretary of State John Kerry believes he's got an agreement between Afghanistan's top two presidential candidates to wait for a new audit of the recent election that will lead to a peaceful transition of power.
With respect to national unity, both candidates have agreed to abide by the results of the audit and that the winner of the election will serve as president.